Young. Good morning, everybody. As you're in tune to the voice of the Valley, KROX and Crookston, Weimer back here in studio after a couple of days over in Bismarck to call the NSIC baseball tournament. Good to be back in studio, and we're kicking off this week here at 1040 with another edition, of course, of our Valley Talk program. And we have Libby Boucher from the United Way of Crookston on the line today. Libby, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well myself. Sun is shining. Going to be 81 today, so we love that for this time of year. And, well, with the warm weather here and around the corner, of course, at least we hope it's going to stay true for the next couple of months before we have to deal with the cold. That means you have a little fundraiser yourself going on that's out on the golf course. What can you tell us about that?
Well, with thoughts of spring, obviously, comes thoughts of golf.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing the United Way golf tournament. It is going to be on Thursday, June 22nd at Minocqua. It's a shotgun start, starts at 8 a.m. We are currently fundraising for this. This is our last big push. We are at 92, almost 93% of our goal. So this is our last big, hopefully we can raise everything we need. Otherwise I'm going to keep harassing people for money. but we're so close. This year for our 2022 fundraising, we actually raised more money than we had requests for. So we had extra money to give away for the first time in a long time.
That's awesome.
Which it was so exciting, Wyatt. It was to be able to call our agencies and say, what's been on your wish list? What is something that you would like to be able to do but haven't been able to do?
Mm-hmm.
It was just exciting. It was exciting to sit down and have that meeting and say, you know, here's something that one of our agencies have been putting off or kind of had written off as a maybe someday we'll be able to do this. And we did it. We gave out an extra $17,000 to our agencies for things that they really wish that they could do but hadn't been able to do up until this point. And Crookston did that.
Incredible. No, that's what it's all about. It's all about that. That's awesome to hear. So, there's no question. They always rise and get the job done and help out people in need in the community, whether it's through you at the United Way and or whatever it may be. It seems like the community of Crookston always so giving, always so generous when it comes to that. So with this last one, or at least kind of the last big push with this golf tournament, you'd mentioned the date. What exactly takes place the day of with this golf tournament?
Well, we're going to be serving breakfast or coffee, juice, donuts, first thing in the morning during the registration time and all of that. So registration starts at 8, shotgun start at 9. I am not a golfer, so I'm learning so much right now. shotgun start means basically two teams will be starting at each hole, and then they'll work from there. They'll play 18 holes. It's sponsorship. If you want to sponsor a team, it's $300 for four golfers, and that gets them their green fees and, you know, their lunch that day, because we'll be serving lunch too. There will be hole games. There will be prizes. If you're not confident in your skills, you can buy a mulligan or so at the beginning and use it when you deem it necessary. The Minocqua, I'm so excited to be working with Brandon and Zach. They just took over, and so this is their first season there too. It'll be a learning experience for all of us, I think. We have 18 teams, so we're going to cap it at 18 teams because from what I understand, otherwise, traffic and congestion gets to be a bit much. We're also selling hole sponsorships. So if a business out there wants to participate and maybe doesn't have a team to put together or doesn't, $100 will get your name on a sign at a hole. And that is one of our best ways to raise money for this one. We'll have raffles. We'll have prizes that are as yet being established. So it's just, you know, it's going to be a beautiful, hopefully a beautiful day. Hopefully the farmers are all in the field and have a little time for a break and they can come and play golf with us. This is our last big push, and we're hoping that this is going to be, you know, the one that takes us over the top. And then anything after that is just going to be, you know, extra money. Hopefully for next year, we do some extra projects for a few. We were able, like I said, with the extra money, we were able this year to fund, Tri-Valley is going to be running a bus for the Eat United program this summer.
Mm-hmm.
That came from our extra funding. At Benedictine Living, we were able to help them fix an ice machine on one of their residence floors, which seems like a small thing, but it's a big thing. We were able to, I'm trying to think of some of the other stuff we were able to do. We were able to give energy assistance, reach out for warmth, money to buy space heaters for people for in the winter when, you know, they've run out of fuel oil or they're not able to you know, heat their home in any other way. They'll be able to have space heaters to heat their home. You know, the Care and Share, we were able to provide them some money for data plans or for cell phones for their residents to help them transition from, you know, living at the shelter to getting a job and renting an apartment and all of that stuff that's hard to do without a phone.
Yeah.
So that was just some of the stuff that the extra money did. And, you know, we would love to have extra money next year, but right now we are focused on getting to our goal, which is that $150,000. We're very, 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 very close. And so this is our push. This is our big, you know, let's do this one more time. So we'll be putting up flyers. We'll be sending out emails and letters and making phone calls and just saying, hey, you know, this is it. This is our hopefully last big push for the 2022-23 season.
Well, so you mentioned you'll be sending out emails, flyers, and regardless of if it's with this golf tournament or if people just want to give, you know, a monetary donation outside of that, what are the different ways or how is the best way for them to do that? Do they just need to get a hold of you or what should they do?
Absolutely. For just straight up donations, easiest way is if you do any of your business online, go to our website, which is UnitedWayOfCrookston.org, and click on the Donate Now button. You can enter your own amount or click on one of the pre-programmed buttons, 5, 10, 20, 100, whatever you want to give. All of it stays here in town. You know, those agencies that I named are just a few of our agencies. And they all, that's the best thing, I think, about doing what we do is that money doesn't go away and then we hope some of it comes back here. It stays here. It stays in Crookston. It doesn't leave our bank account until it goes to the agencies that apply for our funding. So we aren't, you know, sending off, you know, 3/4 of our money to God knows where. We mm-hmm. send it to the Care and Share. We send it to Tri-Valley. We send it to Eat United. We send it to, you know, the Patch Homework Assistance Program. It's all right here, and it's all things that you can see, you know, in our community, and it helps somebody you know. I think that everybody in Crookston probably knows somebody who has been helped by one of our programs. We just added Imagination Library as one of our new agencies this year. It was the first year we funded them.
Yeah.
We talked with them last week with mm-hmm. Gina, and mm-hmm. It's so exciting to bring that one here. You know, I am a huge reader, and I have a little free library in my front yard. And any way to get free, you know, to get books into people's hands, you know, is exciting. So because we had the money we needed to, we were able to fund a brand new program for Crookston. So, yeah, it's super exciting, and we're so close to our goal. So that's the push is this last one. And again, if you don't golf, if you don't, you know, want to sponsor a hole, if you want to just give me $20, you can send it to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 218 in Crookston. Write me a check. We still accept checks or donate online. We have, you know, that option is always on our website. And you can link you can also find us on Facebook and get to our website that way. So, you know, you can throw money at me as I'm driving down the street. That works for me, too. Yeah.
And anyway, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Really, anyway.
there you go.
You want to stuff it under my windshield wipers or anything, that's fine, too.
Yep, there
you go. There are ways to give.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's no shortage of that. That's for sure. So, okay, and then getting back to the golf tournament itself, if people want to sign up for this and give that way, if they are a golfer, how do they get signed up? Is there a cutoff date for that? And it's teams of four, is that correct?
It will be teams of four. And, yeah, we will be actually just getting in touch with us either through our Facebook or emailing us, which is exec@unitedwayofcrookston.org. Those are the best ways to do it. We will have, I think I will probably put on the website this week, I'll put a downloadable, what am I trying to say, Wyatt? Where are my words?
If I knew.
There we go.
See, it's a Monday for me too, Libby. I mean, you're not the only one.
It's
I'm in the same boat, so I'm trying to figure it out as we go along here as well. But
it's very Monday. I keep wandering off after something shiny over here too. So, but yeah, we'll I'll throw up a downloadable, printable registration form.
Okay.
So you can fill that out and write me a check and send it back to the office. Yeah, like I said, 18 teams seems to be like the best number just because then we're starting two teams per hole. And from what I understand, that's pretty good because you don't want too many because where do you put those other two teams? Where
exactly.
do they start? They're wandering around without a home.
Right, exactly. No, that's very good. So that's all great information for people who are interested in that. And, of course, there's other ways to give if you're interested. But the golf tournament, one you did last year, correct? I mean, I know this is your second year, but I'm pretty sure this is one that's been going on now for a while, right?
We actually did not do the golf tournament last year.
Oh, you
we
didn't?
Did a golf ball drop.
Oh,
during,
Oxford. That's right.
Which was a great one. We ended up selling, I think we, did we do 300 or 350 tickets?
Oh, it's insane.
And they were $10 each. And yeah, we dropped them during the Ice Cream Social out at UMC during Oxford.
That's right. I forgot about that. But that went over really well. Is that something you would maybe look to do again in the future? I know you're kind of going this route now this year, but obviously it seemed like that one went over pretty well also.
It went over really well. And we're kind of keeping that in our back pocket just in case, you know, if we don't make our goal, if the golf tournament doesn't put us over the top. That's one, you know, golf ball drop's pretty easy to do. We talked to Ed over at Yale Print Shop and have him print up some tickets for us. And then I, you know, set my board members forth into the world and make them sell some tickets for me. And we sell them, you know, we'll sell them, you know, if we do that, we'll probably be at Night to Unite and sell some tickets that way.
Okay.
And we'll be everywhere that we can be.
Yeah.
for that one. It's easy, you know, golf ball drop is easy. We call Don Rascott and say, hey, let me borrow your numbered golf balls.
Yep.
And then there we go. Talk to the fire department and they hoist it up into the air and dump it out. And yeah, it was fun. It was very fun last year.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, I think it went over well and I'm sure the golf tournament will go great. Sounds like it's already in the works and going well with people signing up. So looking forward to when that day rolls around. Anything else before we let you go, Libby? Any final thoughts on this Monday?
No, I just want to say once again, you know, this is I like coming on here because that's a chance to say thank you. You know, Crookston rises to the occasion for us year after year. You know, looking back over the records, there have been very few years that we haven't made our goal. So, you know, Crookston takes care of us. And then that way we can take care of Crookston. So we got to say thank you. It's a very circular relationship and when we do well, everyone does well. So thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate everyone's donations and their donations of time. And during the auction, their donations of stuff. So, yeah, Crookston rises to the occasion every time we need them to.
Absolutely, and we're more than happy to have you on whenever, so just let us know if you want to get back on. And like you said, it's just great to know we live in a community that likes to help each other out and always does arise to the occasion. So very good. Appreciate the time, Libby. You have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good Monday, Wyatt.
All right. Thank you. That's Libby Boucher from the United Way of Crookston, the executive director. Really appreciate her time on this Monday morning. Again, the golf tournament is going to be coming up soon. If you need any information about that, you can reach out to her directly. Also, we'll have this edition of our Valley Talk program recorded and on our website. Once we switched over servers and everything, it kind of got reset again, but I've gone.